With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. Today, we're diving into something super important. Emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think that sounds like another self-help buzzword, hear me out. EIC, as the cool kids call it, isn't just about being a sensitive snowflake. It's about understanding ourselves, navigating relationships smoother than butter, and becoming a boss at handling life's inevitable curveballs. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just feel the vibe? That's emotional intelligence in action. Or how about when someone says something that stings, but instead of lashing out, you listen with empathy and try to understand their perspective? Equin. Today, I'm giving you 5 super simple ways to boost your emotional intelligence. No need for meditation retreats or fancy workshops, just practical hacks you can use right now. Ready to level up? Let's go. First things first. Practice self-awareness. Ever notice how you tend to get grumpy when you haven't slept enough or stressed out before a big presentation? That's your inner voice trying to tell you something. Pay attention to your emotions, what triggers them, and how they affect your behavior. This awareness is like having an internal GPS. It helps you navigate your emotional landscape. Think of it like this. If you're constantly driving blindfolded, chances are you're going to end up in a ditch. Self-awareness is your headlights, baby. Next up, master active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding what someone is saying, their emotions, their intentions, their underlying message. Make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, and reflect back what you hear to make sure you're on the same page. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? Like they get you even without saying a word. That's the power of active listening. Now for something super powerful. Practice empathy. This means stepping outside yourself and trying to see things from another person's perspective. Even if you don't agree with their viewpoint, try to understand where they're coming from. Remember, everyone has a story, and sometimes all it takes is a little empathy to bridge the gap. Think of it like this. Empathy is like putting on someone else's shoes for a minute. You might not want to walk a mile in them, but at least you can understand how they feel. Fourthly, manage your own emotions. This one's crucial. We all have bad days, but learning to manage your emotional responses will save you from unnecessary stress and drama. Take a deep breath, count to 10, practice mindfulness, whatever works for you. Remember, you're not a robot. It's okay to feel emotions, but it's how you handle them that matters. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves, they come and go. The key is not to fight the current, but to ride the wave gracefully. And finally, communicate effectively. This means being clear, concise, and respectful in your interactions with others. Learn to express your needs and feelings assertively, while also being open to listening to others. Remember, communication is a two-way street. It's about giving and receiving. Think of it like this. Communication is the bridge that connects us. The better the bridge, the stronger the connection. So, picture this. You're at work, and your colleague just dropped a massive bomb on you, a deadline shift, a surprise presentation, or worse, someone spilled coffee all over your new shirt. But instead of freaking out, you take a deep breath, remember your EQ training, and handle the situation with grace. You listen actively to understand their perspective, express your feelings calmly and clearly, and find a solution that works for everyone. That, my friends, is emotional intelligence in action. It's about navigating life's ups and downs with resilience, empathy, and a whole lot of self-awareness. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Share it with me on social media using #DailyStoicPower. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't something you're born with. It's a skill you develop over time. So start practicing these simple hacks today and watch your relationships, your career, and your overall happiness soar. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.